And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The individuals in a global diplomacy case returned to their home countries of Canada and China on Saturday after being freed hours earlier. Canadians Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig were welcomed home by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after their plane landed in Calgary, Alberta, early Saturday. They were arrested in 2018 in China, less than 2 weeks after the arrest of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou in Canada on a U.S. extradition request. All three were detained for more than 1,000 days. Meng's flight to China landed minutes after Spavor and Kovrig landed in Canada. Before Meng's arrival, her pending return was the main news development on China Central Television's midday news report. At a hastily arranged news conference late Friday, Trudeau said, for the past 1,000 days, Spavor and Kovrig have shown strength, perseverance, resilience, and grace. Meng was under house arrest in Canada until she reached a deal with the U.S. Justice Department allowing her to go home. The U.S. accuses her of fraud in her transactions with banks on behalf of Huawei. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken put out a statement welcoming the release of the two Canadians after what he called more than 2.5 years of arbitrary detention. Local and federal officials say no migrants remain Friday in the Texas border encampment where almost 15,000 people, most of them Haitians, had converged just days earlier seeking asylum. It's a dramatic change from last Saturday when the number peaked as migrants driven by confusion over the Biden administration's policies and misinformation on social media converged at the border crossing at Del Rio, Texas. VOA News. Germans are set to vote Sunday in a general election that will result in a successor to Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is stepping down after 16 years in office. Chancellor Merkel on Saturday urged Germans to give her conservative would-be successor Armin Laschet of the center-right Christian Democratic Union a chance to shape Germany's future, in her words, in a last-ditch push 24 hours before the general elections. In a speech in the western city of Aachen on Saturday, Merkel called Laschet a bridge builder who will get people on board. The most recent polls show Germany's center-left Social Democratic Party narrowly ahead of Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union and its Bavarian partner, the Christian Social Union. They're closely followed by the Greens, the far-right Alternative for Germany, and the Libertarian Free Democratic Party. All parties hold double-digit poll numbers going into Sunday's election. Issues that will face Germany's new leader include climate change, coronavirus response, and the economic leadership of a European Union that no longer includes Great Britain. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia gathered on Friday for a summit that opened with pledges of solidarity and cooperation and is expected to bring progress on COVID-19 vaccines, infrastructure, and technology. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison stressed the importance of a free and open Indo-Pacific region, while India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi also called for peace in the Indo-Pacific. The meeting comes just over a week after the United States, Britain, and Australia announced a security pact under which Australia will be provided with nuclear-powered submarines. That's a move that has been roundly denounced by China. And an Oregon school board has banned educators from displaying Black Lives Matter and gay pride symbols, prompting a torrent of recriminations and threats to boycott the town and its businesses. Newburgh, a town of 25,000 residents with situated 40 kilometers southwest of Portland, has become an unlikely focal point of a battle between the left and right across the nation over schooling. The city council has condemned the action by the Newburgh School Board. So did members of color of the Oregon legislature and House and Senate Democrats. The ACLU is threatening to sue. But the four conservative members of the 7-member school board are digging in their heels. One who proposed the ban said lawmakers should keep out of the school district's business and instead focus on the city. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.